If you have ever seen the Czech National Theatre, then surely you have noticed the modernistic glass cube lodged between it and an 18th century convent. That is the Nová scéna, the seat of the well-known Laterna Magica, or Magic Lantern, experimental theatre. Long one of Prague's top attractions, Laterna Magica's popularity has diminished over the years, and as of 2010, the building and the program management will be transferred to the National Theatre, which is quite literally giving it a new lease on life. Christian Falvey has the story.
With its eclectic mix of blacklight theatre, film and dance, the Laterna Magica Theatre is indeed one of Prague's great artistic novelties, and it has been a transformational force in Czech theatre since the 1960s. But as Barbara Čermáková of the National Theatre explains, novelty wanes.
The structure of tourists who started coming to Prague after the Velvet Revolution started to change slightly in the mid-90s, and it kept changing until now. So basically these were like the tourists, like foreigners, were the most important, like theater goers. They were like the majority that was coming to see blacklight theater. And there was a major decline in the number of tourists who were interested. So that's the basic reason why actually Laterna Magica is not going to exist anymore as an independent organization, and it's not going to be the only artistic program on the new scene. The building will host other shows as well.
Laterna Magica will continue its 50-year tradition of silent experimental theatre, but under the management of the National Theatre. The same goes for the Nová scéna, or new scene building itself, which will become the theatre's fourth multi-genre stage, open to everything from classical theatre to dance, a circus, and alternative forms of musical and artistic performance. Moreover, events will not be limited to the stage only, but will use the surrounding spaces and environs for children's activities, street theater, and concerts. The building will host a cafe from the spring, and there will be a space for lectures, screenings, and exhibits. In short, a reinvented center for alternative art for the 2010s, just as it was when built in the early 1980s. Somewhat surprisingly, for all the changes the new scene building is going to see, the National Theatre is resolute that its facade, hideous to some, bold to others, in any case impossible to overlook, is staying put.
The very building of the new scene is coming back under the management of the National Theatre as well. And this building is going to open to large public. It's not going to be hosting only the performances of Laterna Magica, but it's going to open to various genres, beginning from classical theatre to like movement theater, dance theater, music theater, etc., etc. So basically the most important thing is that the new scene, the building is opening towards large public, and it's not going to be only focused on people who are interested in like black magic theater, which is Laterna Magica, but also to other layers of society.
Alongside a performance by Argentine-German dancer Constanza Macras, the art of Karl Prager himself, the architect who designed the building, will in fact be the theme of one of the headline performances in the first month of the new scene, in a multi-layered performance called, of all things, Spam.
Christian Falvey with that report.